Dr. Pinsky dictating a male. I am in David Wood, WOOD. David Wood is a 64-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 9/12/19 period. On that occasion, he was pulling skids off of a trailer to make a delivery. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation leading to what he understands to be a diagnosis of pinched sciatic nerve, for which he underwent 2 surgeries. Period. He is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. He states about 6 months after this subject injury, he re-injured himself on 9/5/21. Period. He also conveys that about 2 weeks ago he felt a pop in his navel area and thinks he might have a hernia. Period. He specifies he underwent a second low back surgery on 6/5/23. He is also still in treatment from Dr. Schwartz for a right rotator cuff repair about 3 months ago. Paired new paragraph. Per the record supplied, Mr. Wood was seen at Concentra by Dr. Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, on 9/23/19. Paired he stated he injured his back on 9/12/19. Paired he was driving a truck and the truck was making his back hurt. Paired he states his left toes went numb. Paired in parentheses, this is a different mechanism of injury to that which he currently supplies. Close parentheses, period. He added that he was driving a truck with poor suspension and it was having jarring action to his back as he drove the entire day. Period. He has had pain from the mid-back that extends to his toes on his left side. Period. He'd been working regular duty since. Period. He underwent x-rays that showed degenerative changes. Period. He was diagnosed with left-sided sciatica, for which he was prescribed cyclobenzaprine and naproxen, as well as methylprednisolone injection. Period. He followed up here over the next few weeks. Period. On 9/28/19. Scratch that. This continued through 11/2/19. Period. He stated he was not getting any better. Period. He was attending therapy but not taking any medications. Period. He was referred for a CT of the lumbar spine and sacroiliac joints. Period. New paragraph on 12/17/19, he underwent an epidural injection by Dr. Jarmain, J-A-R-M-A-I-N, period. This was repeated on 2/14/20. New paragraph on 3/24/20. Dr. Momi performed left L4-5 partial medial facetectomy and decompression for herniated disc. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was lumbar herniated disc with radiculopathy. Period. During that surgery, he had neurophysiologic monitoring by Dr. Scholl, S-C-H-O-L-L. Period. Physical exam. Abdomen, there was a healed subumbilical longitudinal scar measuring 4 inches in length. Period. There was tape at its most superior aspect. But there were also other scars surrounding the umbilicus area that he attributed to tape. Period. Extremities lower, manual muscle testing was 4+/5. Resisted left quadricep strength was otherwise 5/5. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He was able to stand on his heels, but not on his toes on the left. Brady changed position slowly and was able to squat to 50 degrees and rise. Peered inspection revealed a pair of paramedian longitudinal scars measuring 1.25 inches each. Purity sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 60 degrees and extended to 20 degrees with tenderness paired. Left side bending was to 20 degrees, but right side bending and bilateral rotation were full to 25 and 45 degrees respectively without discomfort. Seated straight leg raiser maneuver on the left at 60 degrees. Elicited low back tenderness and an extension response, but no radicular complaints. Paired on the right, this was negative at 90 degrees. Paired supine straight leg raiser maneuver at 60 degrees on the left. Also elicited low back tenderness, but without radicular complaints. Paired on the right at 90 degrees, no low back radicular complaints were elicited. Paired the rest of that is normal. Impressions. On 9-12-19, David Wood alleges to have injured his lower back. Paired he also verbally states on 9-5-21, he injured his back pulling skids off of a trailer to make a delivery. Paired, I am not in receipt of documentation pertaining to that event. Period. His mechanism of injury has been dissimilar on various occasions, including that when he first presented to Concentra on 9-23-19. But on that occasion, he stated he simply had back pain from driving a truck with poor suspension. Period. He did not describe any traumatic event or specific strenuous activity. Period. He was diagnosed with left-sided sciatica and was initiated on conservative care. Period. He had epidural injections but remained symptomatic. Period on 3-24-20, he underwent surgery to be inserted here. Period. He also states that he had a second surgery on the low back. Period. I'm not in receipt of documentation to corroborate this. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found there to be somewhat variable but decreased range of motion about the lumbar spine. Paired both seated and supine straight leg raise maneuvers. On the left, he elicited low back tenderness at 60 degrees with an extension response during seated testing. Paired neural tension signs were otherwise negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Paired, this is for the diagnosis of lumbar herniated disc with radiculopathy, treated by facetectomy and decompression of herniated disc. Period. And that is the end.